Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Christy, who wrote in. I am a 16-year-old dancer that is pursuing ballet at a professional level. However, I decided to take a one-month break from dance and am very anxious about returning. Will it be hard to get back in shape? And have you experienced a break like this in the past? Also, my weight has been fluctuating a lot recently, and it has really been affecting my dancing and also my mentality. Do you have any tips on that? Thanks for writing in, Christy. It's really nice to hear from you. A month is not a huge deal, but it depends on why you took a break. If you were away from dancing due to injury, then this will be a bigger road to climb to get back. But if you just stepped away for reasons other than physical, you should get back to your regular shape in 2 months, I would assume. I once heard a formula for how long it takes to get back in shape, depending on how many days you've taken off. I don't really remember what it was, but I just remember it was kind of a depressing number. Like, I think it was like, for every day you take off, it takes 3 times that to get back to the shape that you were in. But I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I have found in my own experience, when I take a little time off, usually I don't take any longer than a week or two away from ballet class, that my body is fresh and my mind is excited to take up all the challenges that come with ballet all over again. It's like a fresh start, and I think that the body needs this every once in a while. Mentally, physically, emotionally, it is good to step away from time to time. But you have to choose when the time is right. If you have auditions or a performance coming up, then you need to schedule your break after these moments when you want to be in your peak shape. Don't stress about approaching ballet again. Try to think of your time away as a positive thing. I find all my bad habits go away when I have had some time off. Usually my first day back I feel great, and then soreness hits in the next couple of days. But it is unavoidable and just part of the process of being a dancer. In terms of weight, it will obviously be harder when you have not been dancing every day to stay in the shape that you prefer. But weight is also affected by your mental state and or stress level. Stress can cause people to both lose or gain weight. I think that meditation is a great tool to develop to deal with this aspect of ballet. It's really easy to get too much in your head about your eating and the number on the scale, and finding something like meditation that gives you a cool head about everything is a super useful tool. I practice transcendental meditation, and there are centers all around the country where you can learn. If you go to tm.org, TM stands for Transcendental Meditation, you can find a center near you. Or you can find a similar effect by downloading a meditation app. And I've even heard that the Deepak Chopra's guided meditations with Oprah are really helpful. And I think they do a 21-day meditation challenge that you can follow to help you jumpstart a meditation practice. I think if you just Google 21-day meditation challenge, Deepak Chopra, Oprah, you'll find it online. I think it's just something you pay for through iTunes. In general, I think it's good for ballet dancers to stop thinking about weight and start thinking about getting their body into their peak physical shape. Think about yourself as someone training for the Olympics. Anyone that is training to be in Olympic type shape is working to reach their physical potential. And that means they pay close attention to the food they're eating, the amount of rest they're getting, making sure they're getting all of their vitamins, and then training hard when that time comes. To get there, you have to eat a really balanced diet. You can't eat too little or too much. So you have to think about someone who's like training to do the high jump in track and field. You need just enough to keep your muscles strong, but not so much that you are weighed down. You also have to eat with the mindset that food is giving you that perfect energy to perform your best. I think for most ballet dancers, it works best to eat a lot of small meals, so you always have some energy, but you're not feeling weighed down by a recent large meal. But it's all about finding a balance and all about finding what works best for you. And when you are at the age that you're at and going through puberty, it's hard to know where the boundaries are of what is the right amount for you. I remember finding those years, maybe like ages 16 to 19, the most stressful years in terms of dealing with my weight as a dancer. And I think it's the case for everybody. So remember, you're absolutely not alone. We're all human and we all go through this process together. But getting in tune with what your body needs with something like meditation will help you become more aware of what is right for you. Make sure you aren't eating extra due to stress. Drink lots of water. Take your vitamins. Make sure you're eating a good amount of protein, fruits and vegetables, and then try to forget about the rest. The more you stress about it, the harder it will be to find the right balance. I wish you all the best, Christy, and thank you so much for being so open and writing in. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. We will be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask me a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also write me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com.